Welcome to NASA Storytellers, an ongoing informational podcast presented by the National Association of State Approving Agencies. You will hear the stories of the men and women who are charged with protecting and safeguarding the integrity of the GI Bill. In each episode, listeners will hear from different NASA members who will share the details of their personal journeys and what makes them so committed to the cause of protecting the GI Bill. Learn how their efforts have benefited so many people. Episode 3, A Conversation with Kathy Magruder-Jones of the Mississippi State Approving Agency. Your interviewer is Mike Criscolo of the Connecticut State Approving Agency.
Hi, I'm Kathy Magruder-Jones from the state of Mississippi, and I am the Division Director for Mississippi State Approving Agency.
And now you are a spouse of a military veteran. Could you tell us a little bit about your husband?
My husband is Sergeant First Class Kenneth C. Jones. He's retired, 27 years in the military, military police. He separated September of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 14. And during that time of separating from the military with him, it was hard from being straight out of high school, straight to the military. So it was, when he separated, it was a big transition coming from a soldier to civilian, because he wasn't accustomed to having like really regular clothes. So he would love uniforms. And on the weekends, he just had on like regular things or whatever. Mm-hmm. So with us being married, it was to the point where it was hard, mm-hmm. you know, with the new baby, him transitioning and me transitioning from being a spouse and a mom to be his support system. It was kind of hard,
right?
Because he was so accustomed to rules, mm-hmm. and by me being a veteran teacher, you know, I had certain things, he had certain things,
right?
So it didn't really coincide together. But by me being a teacher, teaching him the things that this is what civilian people do, he had his Army side and I had my civilian side. So to teach him what he didn't know, honestly, what he didn't know about the civilian side, teach him that, it was kind of hard.
So it sounds like you were a big part of his transition.
Yeah.
So he's going from this structured uniform life that he knew from when he graduated high school until 27 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the big factor. What were other factors? Was there anyone in the community, in your family, that also helped in that transition? Who did they reach out to?
My pastor, our pastor.
Okay.
My brother's also military, but he wasn't as long as my brother. Mm-hmm. And my baby brother was a fireman. So he was a fireman before he also went. Before he went active duty, he was a fireman as well. So my baby brother was a fireman. So mm-hmm. they kind of connected as well. And by me graduating with my psychometrist degree, testing and knowing the abilities that he was going through, I'm like, well, honey, I think you have PTSD, or you got these anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. What's really going on? So by giving him this series of tests that I have in class, I said, well, you're diagnosed with this. And true enough, he went to see his claims rep. And what I said he had, he really had.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, I need to start listening more. And that what it was, he had to start mm-hmm. listening, because he was so accustomed to giving people orders. He didn't know how to actually take orders
right.
from someone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, Ken, you know, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Let's stop this, because I'm not one of your soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to be that support system, but it was hard because me being single for so long, now I am a spouse, I am a mom, and what he did and what I did coincided together, so it's like the opposites do attract.
Mm-hmm.
That was the truth. And
right.
With my pastor being a big support system to him, because they prayed together, they would go out and have dinner, and he would talk about it. So things that I didn't know about, especially at our marriage counseling, our pastor was like, well, you know, you're gonna be out of the military real soon. So therefore, this is what the husband has to do. You're no longer, you won't be in the military. This is what you have to do. This is what your wife has to do. So then my dad was a big part. My mom, before she passed, his parents, they're a big support. His friends, who was actually that really hurt both of us, was killed in December. They both were killed. His best friend of years was killed. So that took a big toll on him. So he shut down. He actually shut down coming out of the military. He shut down for a long time. You know, it's like, you want to talk about some things? Then I know I'm good. You know, I'm going to say, no, you're not, because I could see the change in him. Because he, when he was going to work, getting up going to work every morning, it was, everything was so structured. So when he retired, he was sitting home doing nothing. And I was tired of that. But I had to be the support system. Like, hey, we're going to go do this.
Right. So it took a toll on you. So as the spouse, and we talk a lot about veterans transitioning. So you're, as a spouse, you're using your family, pastor. Was there anything that you remember that puts you over the line where, all right, we're in a good place now, or is it continuous? Is it always hard work? Is it work just like any relationship?
When he found another job, actually when he retired, he wanted to do something. He started to drive 18-wheelers. No, that was definitely not him. So he stopped that. So now he's working for the Bureau of Investigations, and he's back doing what he was doing in the military. So now he is back to the husband that I initially met. So it's things. It was a toll. It really, really was. But now he's all a lot better.
So his military experience, his personal experience, and your relationship led to the success that he has today. It may have taken a while to get there, but you got there.
Yeah, that's, we got there.
If you were able to sit down with another spouse who says, my husband or wife is about to transition and about to separate from service, what would you tell them is the number one thing they need to do?
To have faith and to trust. Don't give up. It's gonna get hard. You're gonna see so many things that people don't realize, that being married to a veteran, the claps of thunder.
Right.
We live actually behind the Nissan plant, and Nissan has this big gigantic, when a storm is coming, they have this big thing they will let off blast, and it's like a big gigantic cannon that let off, and it protects all the cars. And our house is like right behind that. So it's like boom, boom. So he gets like paranoid when it comes, and people don't believe that. So I had to calm myself down. I'm like, it's just Nissan. You know, it's just them. The storm is coming. And it's little small things. The folding of clothes is a big thing.
Very particular.
Because I'm so accustomed to folding a t-shirt like this, making the bed. Everything has to be structured. So I had to adjust to that part.
Right.
He taught me that. So
you're putting the civilian back into your husband.
Yeah.
Step by step.
Yep, step by step.
Well, I really appreciate your time and your perspective and the message and that you provided, and it will be very helpful to others. So thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
You've been listening to the NASA Storytellers Podcast, production of National Association of State Approving Agencies. For more information, please visit NASAA-vetseducation.com. NASA Storytellers, their stories, our stories. Thanks for listening.